In a land of fadeless days lies a city, whose square in love will pass away. In that city, whose square, oh, God shall wipe away your tears. There's no pain, no pain, no fears. In the cold time, not by years. Oh, there is no night. Yes, they count and they count time, not by years. Oh, there is no night yet. All the gates of pearl are made in that city, whose square. All the streets of gold are laid, and there is no hallelujah. Oh, God shall wipe away your tears. There's no pain, no fears. In the cold time, not by years. Oh, there is no night. Yes, they count and they count time, not by years. Oh, there is no night there. And the gates shall never close in that city. Oh, yeah, life's crystal river flows, and there is no, oh yes, God shall wipe away your tears. Oh, there's no pain, death, no pain, no fears, and they count time, not by years. Oh, there is no night. Yes, they count and they count time, not by years. Oh, there is no night there they need no sunshine bright in that city, whose square. And the Lamb is all the light, and there is no, oh, God shall wipe away your tears. There's no death, no pain, no fear. In the calm time, not by years. Oh, there is no night. Yes, they count and they count time, not by years. Oh, there is no night there.
Amen. We greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I think it's a great privilege to be here tonight. We have no Friday service because you're going to have a meeting, an office meeting this Friday. There'll be no Friday service. Let's straight away open our Bible to the book of Mark. It was really a great blessing for me on Sunday. It was a special service. I so much appreciate it. Let's open Mark chapter 10. It will be a quite long reading. Mark chapter 10. If you have your Bible ready. Mark chapter 10 from verses 17 to 27. And when he was gone forth unto the way, there came one running and kneeling to him and asked him, Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Now that is a good question. And he knew that something was missing. And he wanted to know how he can get it. Amen. And we see he didn't ask nobody else. He asked the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, the ministry of the Son of Man, that he wanted to know how can he get it. And verse 18, And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But somehow he knows that Jesus was God, because he called him good. Now, 19, Thou knowest the commandment, Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and thy mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these things have I observed from my youth. He have observed all these things, but unfortunately he didn't have the eternal life. I have observed them from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him and loved him, said unto him, One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have a treasure in heaven. And come, take up thy cross, and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great portion. And Jesus looked round about, and said unto his disciples, How hardly shall they that have riches enter unto the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again and said unto them, Children, how hard it is for them that trust in riches to enter unto the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, Who then can be saved? And Jesus looked upon them and said, With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. Let us bow our head and offer word of prayer. Dear Creator of heaven and the earth, the Lord Jesus Christ, God made the man, we thank you tonight, you the general of five stars. We follow thee because you are our leader. Tonight we come humbly before thy throne of mercy to thank you for the life that you've given to us freely, for this time that you have allowed us to come to thy house and break the bread of life, Father. We know that a man that went to school can open this book and read it, and it's been opened by different people, Father. The scripture was read by many people, the mighty people of all, the Father. But we believe in one thing, that each time when the scripture opened, something good come down, Father. You anoint thy word, Father. Anoint me, anoint the ears of my brethren and sister. Praise it in this place, that we shall receive something special, Father. Your word, Father, always come in due season, and it didn't return void. It's like the rain that come in due season will not return void without accomplishing the purpose by which it come, Father. And we believe that tonight you're going to speak to us, Father. That tonight you're going to speak to the broken heart. You will help us to get where you want us to be, Father. That you, Holy Spirit, shall take control of this building, Father. Of our people, Father. That you alone should be manifest among us, Father. Where there's a human element, Father, we cast it away in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If there's any prayer request, Father, hidden in the heart of thy people, you the one who searched the heart, Father, search each of us a heart, and grant it according to thy will, Father. Bless the pastor, bless the Friday meeting for the office meeting, Father. Be our portion, Father. Let everything be undertaken according to thy will, Father. We ask you once again to bless us tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You maybe have a seat. It's a quite a very good subject to speak tonight. Actually, the prophet even himself, he preached the message, the leadership, I think three times or two times in the same year, in 1965. It's something very good that we want to look tonight. I got the inspiration when the pastor was preaching on a Sunday, and something struck me very well. Say, go read it. Then I read the scripture of Mark chapter 10, and see how things happened there. It's quite in an outstanding way, the way the story is told in the Bible. And we find that there was a young man, a young rich ruler. He was a ruler. And a young man that knew the business of this life. And he has money, because the Bible called him a rich man. And he has everything that he needs, a great possession that the man has. But he was also, at the same time, a religion man. He knew the way of the scripture. He was just a religion as anybody else could be a religion. And we see that he was lacking the eternal life. And he was honest. And he said, there is something, despite my religion, my background, everything that I'm doing, I'm lacking something. I'm lacking the eternal life. And it was a good approach because he knew he was able to identify the need inside of his life. And he could come to the right person that he knew that this person, he may know, how can I get the eternal life? Maybe he himself is the answer to the eternal life, because he didn't run to the priest at the temple to ask the question, which it means that he knew that the priest and the temple, everything that they are claiming greater things, but they don't have one thing. Because if the priest could have it, he could not come to Jesus. If the priest were able to give him the eternal life, there's no need for him to come. Because he learned these things, and he told the Lord Jesus Christ that he was been observing them since when he was young. And it tells us that he was brought up in a Christian family, in a religion family. The parrot used to read the scripture tonight with him. The parrot used to show him, tell him the story of Moses and everything in the scripture, and tell them that the Lord said to Moses, that to Israel, that I will give you a prophet like Moses. And all those things he knew. And maybe somehow in the mystery of Jesus Christ, he knew things that were taking place. Maybe he believed that this man is the Messiah. This man is the one that Moses said that the Lord will give us a prophet. He must be he. Because he comes straight and asks him about the eternal life. And we know that there's only one eternal life. And that eternal life is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Now he knew that this man, he must have something that our priest doesn't have. And this man must have something that nobody else, no church has it, except this man alone. Now let me go. Let me be honest. Let me not hide behind the religion. There's something that is lacking in my life. I'm a religion person, but I don't have the eternal life. Now the opportunity is given unto me. This man is he, the one who holds the eternal life. I want to go to him and ask him, how can I get it? And he come running and kneel down. I think the man has the revelation, because the scripture itself, it says that all the knees shall bow only in Jesus Christ's name. And he come and bow before Jesus Christ and ask him a good question that the desire of everybody, a church member, everybody that come to church, our objective coming to church tonight is that we should have the eternal life. Because without that, it's in vain. We don't come here to meet one another. We don't come here to listen to someone with eloquent speech. No, we come here for the eternal life's sake. That's the reason that we come here tonight. If you are not for that reason, you are at the wrong place. I believe that everybody that come tonight, he come for the eternal life, not for another cause. But if you come for another cause, you are at the wrong place. Because here we come for the eternal life. And the man come, the young rich man, he come, and he say, what shall I do to have the eternal life? And Jesus said, that is a good question. You want the eternal life. Do you know the commandment? And Jesus started quoting the commandment for him. And the man said, Master, these things I have observed even when I was young. I remember my father used to have a prayer meeting in the house even when I was 2 years old. And he told us about all the commandment. But despite all these things, despite the fact that I know the commandment, there is something that I don't have it. It's the eternal life. But I think it's very important for me to have it. And he came running, which it means that it was important. Because being a businessman, that was able to run while he have a crowd around him. That he was running to meet with the Lord Jesus Christ. He saw some good approach. And he started well. But now when the answer come, that's where the trouble started. And he come and make his request. And the Lord Jesus Christ bring him to the way of the commandment. To show him that me am more than the commandment. You can't just stop with the commandment. My words, they are above the commandment. Now I'm going to tell you something that you have to do. Now, and he come. When he came, he make his request. And his request is known. And the master told him that thou knowest the commandment. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and mother. How is such a character this young man was. He could not commit adultery. He could not defraud. He could not steal. He was a very well brought up young man. But something was lacking. That you see that the eternal life is not because of your good works. No, someone has to give to you. And the one that must give to you, it must be the Lord Jesus Christ. Because if you look at the story, he was better than some of the people in the Bible that received the eternal life. He was better than some of them. He was better than tax collector. He was better. He didn't get any money. He didn't steal anything. He was well grown up. But the problem is that despite all these things, you must be given the eternal life by the holder of the eternal life. And that person is God himself. And we see that Jesus, when he came this time, if he must fulfill the scripture that was written about him. That the Son of Man has to come and fulfill the scripture that was pertained for him. And when he came now, the discernment and everything that he was doing, the young man must hear about it. He said, this man can heal the sick. This man can multiply the bread. He can do a lot of good things. And he said, this man must have the eternal life also. If he's able to do all these things, he must have the eternal life also. Because this thing that he's doing, I heard the testimony. I heard calling the people, telling them their names. Before even he could meet them, he could tell Nathanael, that is your name. And I saw you before even you come here. He an Hebrew. In him there's no guile. Now all these things he must hear about them. And you see that there is something special with Jesus. Let me go and have what I don't have it. And he come running now. And the good master tell him in verse 20 and said, he answered and said unto him, Master, all this have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus beholding him and loved him and said unto him, one thing thou lackest. Jesus beholding him and loved him. And the prophet said the reason Jesus loved him, because he was a young man of a good character. He was a good rating character, a very good young man. That when Jesus look at him and love him, something must be good in him that could attract Jesus to love him. The prophet said, without doubt, he has something good that will make Jesus to love him. But that could not give him the eternal life. Jesus told him that there is something that thou lackest. Go thy way. Sell whatever thou hast and give to the poor. And thou shalt have a treasure in heaven. And come, take up thy cross and follow me. Look at that verse. Go, sell everything that you have. Then come, take thy cross and follow me. Come, take thy cross and follow me. Now we know that Jesus Christ, he was a shepherd. And a shepherd can only lead the sheep. Now he was telling this young man that you must become a sheep. For me to be able to lead you, you must become a sheep. Otherwise, I will not lead you. But we see that it's a big problem because he has a great portion. He didn't want to leave that great portion. He was a ruler. Because of that nature of a ruler inside of him, now he must be ruled by a great ruler. It's a big conflict. That's where the problem is. When that nature is inside there, that he wanted to be boss, and Jesus Christ is the only boss, You can't have two boss inside of your throne. Inside of your heart, it can't be two boss at the same time. He must be the boss. Now, Jesus get to the point that he want really to get to tell him what he was liking. It's not the religion, but he must become a sheep. Now, for him to be able to follow Christ, he must become a sheep. Someone that has no right. The right that he has, just the master. That the shepherd that has the right. The sheep has no right. He has no revendication. If you brought it to the you brought her to the slaughter, just going without any word. But he, Jesus, see that this man is not in the position to follow me. Because he's a goat. He's not a sheep. He's not in the position to follow me. Because this man has something inside that is not compatible with the nature of the shepherd. Something must be done before him to follow me. And Jesus went straight to the point and tell him that what you lack, the problem that you don't have the eternal life, you are so much based you things on the theology way, in the way of observing the commandment. That is not the matter. The matter is that I must take control of thy life. But for me to take control of thy life, you must take the cross. And the cross always means a price to be paid. That he must accept to lose his reputation. He must accept to lose his money, his popularity. Then Jesus could lead him. Because he said, come and follow me. And in another word, Jesus was telling him, come, then I will be your leader. A man that was leading people now must be led. Jesus wants to lead him. That's where the problem is. To come humble, to become in the state of a sheep, that's where the problem is. Now, Jesus was willing to lead him. But how can he lead him if he doesn't want to become a sheep? It's not possible. He must have an ability inside of him that he can be led. That's why you struggle with a lot of the people. Why? Because they don't have that sheep nature inside of them. They're not able to be led. But the only way that you can become a Christian is by becoming a sheep. That the great shepherd, he can lead you. And he can lead me. That you have no right inside of your life. That God, the Lord Jesus Christ, has a right inside of your life. That what was the problem. He didn't have a problem of religion. He know the court. He can quote them, but he wasn't able to be led. Now that it is so important, the prophet said that everybody in this life is led by someone. And everybody in this life, there is something that is leading you, and there is something that is leading me. You can't say that you are walking that way, no. You are following someone. You and I in this life, if you don't follow God, you have someone that you are following. If you don't follow the message of the hour, you may follow the pop star. You may follow the television star. You may follow someone else. But everybody has someone that is following in this life. But you must make sure that you follow the right person. I don't want to follow my father. I don't want to follow my mother. I want to follow the right person, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Because my father, as good as he is a human being like me. But the one that I want to follow is the great shepherd, because he knows the way. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Because if you want to follow a human, you will act like that person. But if you follow Christ, you will act like Christ. Your behavior will be the behavior of Christ. Because you become so much, because of following that person, you will reflect the image of that person. That's why it's so much that important that to make sure that you have a compatible nature that can be able to follow the word of God. Now we see, as the pastor preached on Sunday, that we see that in every age that God sent a shepherd, a messenger, that he must shepherd the people, must lead the people to Christ. And we see that the Lord Jesus Christ himself, he was led by his father, and show that everyone that become a Christian must be led that way. And we find something as we go, you will understand. With this young man, it's very, very good things. That he was a good man, a good young man, that he was brought up in a good way. But he was lacking something. Despite that he was brought up in a good family, but something was lacking. He didn't want what he's supposed to have, the eternal life. That thing was lacking inside of his life. And he knew that my religion is in vain if I don't have the eternal life. Any religion spirit, it doesn't help at all. If you don't have eternal life, you are lost. If you don't have eternal life, there's no point of being a religion. Because the religion will not save any person. But if you have the eternal life, and it will save you. It means that you become an eternal being. Now we see that the man must know, he must hear that Jesus somehow made the great claim. That he made the serious claim. That he read a certain of the portion of the scripture and knew that, no, we know that when the Messiah come, the anointed one, when he come, many things will happen. And that Messiah will know the key to get the eternal life, will know the secret of eternal life. That's why he came. Maybe he heard one day. Let's open the book of Luke chapter 4. Maybe he heard one day that the people tell him that this man you see here is making great claim. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. That this man one day, he stand and come with the scroll. Someone give him the scroll and say that, no, bring it to me. And they give him. And he start reading the scripture and says, Luke chapter 4, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, and he has sent me to heal the broken heart and to preach the deliverance to the captive and the recovering of sight to the blind and to set a liberty to them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Then Jesus stopped there. But we know that the scripture there, if you open your Bible to Isaiah 61, you see that the scripture there didn't finish there. But he read a portion of the scripture there. And the young man must have heard that this man has made a serious claim. Because this claim is not an easy claim. Not everybody can come and take the scroll and read the scripture and say that the scripture has been fulfilled. It must be something inside of the man. It must be a witness somewhere for the person to have the courage to take the scroll and read them and say that the scripture being fulfilled. Because it's a great promise that the year of Jubilee, the year of deliverance, it came now. And the man is claiming that me, I am the one that is fulfilling the scripture. That today the scripture being fulfilled. Many people were that day at the temple, but they didn't know nothing. They didn't know nothing. And they were arguing with Jesus. If you read down, they says, but this scripture can be fulfilled only when the Messiah come. But the Messiah was right there, taking the book and reading the scripture. But the people still putting it in the future. Now we see that God was leading them to the great portion of the scripture. And it was taking those Pharisees, the scribes, that moved them from the great vision that they have, that a virgin shall conceive. And they get to the detail of the vision. Because they just have that great vision that a virgin shall conceive. But they didn't went to the detail of the vision. Now someone has come now to bring them to the detail of the vision. To show them that what we have heard, that Emmanuel, God among man, the scripture now is fulfilled. But the people still put it in the future. Now God was trying to lead them somewhere to a great portion of the scripture. But they could not be led. Why? Because of their theology. Because the way that they set inside of their mind. That now, when the Messiah will come, as the pastor preached during the new year, now he must come to our place. He must come to the priest. He must come to the Pharisees because he is the capital, Jerusalem. He must come in a special way. Maybe a trumpet will blow and says that the Messiah is coming. But because he comes so humble, the way he was brought up. And now he come and read the scripture. But the people could not take it serious. The people still put it in the future. And you will see in the same time happen in our time. When the scripture has been fulfilled, the people take the things the same. They're still putting it in the future. And if such a man making a claim like this, the Lord Jesus Christ, telling that the scripture is being fulfilled, it's worth a lot to hear at this man, to listen and observe and do everything that he asks you to do. Because the next time that you're going to find the young man, the young rich ruler, is in hell. Why? Because he didn't obey the voice of the ministry of the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus Christ himself there. God made the prophet and tell him what he has to do. He didn't obey it. He find himself in the hell. There's no way where he can save anymore. He find himself in hell. Why? Because the opportunity was given unto him. But the things of this world, the care of this world, was so much to him that he rejected the opportunity. You see how many people can find themselves. And even the ministry of the prophet. As the pastor quote that scripture, show us the video. That these people that we saw on the video, they were standing at the same time, at the same ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. The ministry of the Son of Man, repeated in our time. But the people missed the mark. The people were not able to be led. They were so much in their tradition. They were so much in their way of doing things. But when the scripture been fulfilled, but the people could not take it serious because of the background of the person, because of lack of education, lack of grammar, and all these things, the poor family, the bad reputation of his father. The people could not take it serious. But God was speaking through a human being. We know that God was speaking through his prophet, because the scripture tells us that the prophet are the mouth of God. And God was speaking to the people now and showing them. We know that there's a difference between the prophet and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are not worshiping the prophet, but the same ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, the same ministry of the Son of Man happened in our time too. The same thing for the scripture to be fulfilled. You will see the scripture. It says there clear. Let's read Isaiah for you to understand that there was a portion of the scripture that wasn't fulfilled yet, because it wasn't yet the time for the scripture to be fulfilled. That's why when we read this, it's so important that you make sure that you listen for the right voice. As the scripture says that my sheep knows my voice, and the strange voice they will not follow it. And the voice of God in our time is nothing but the message of the hour. There's no another voice that you have to follow. There's no another better idea that you have to get. You will get lost. Because the guy gets lost because he rejected the ministry of the Son of Man in his time. Now the scripture here in Isaiah 61, it says, now the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the meek, and he has sent me to bind up the broken heart, and to proclaim the liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And the Lord Jesus Christ stopped there. You see, but there's a portion now that the Lord Jesus Christ didn't read it. Because if you read Isaiah here, it didn't finish there. And the next part of the scripture, it says, and the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all that mourn. Jesus never read that portion of the scripture. Because he know that portion of the scripture is not yet time to be fulfilled. He stopped in the middle of the verse. The prophet said, if you read the spoken word, this day the scripture been fulfilled. It was preached on the 19th of February, 1965. Go read it and see what the prophet explained. And the Lord Jesus Christ stopped right at the middle of the verse. He didn't read the next part because he knows, being God, he know how to obey the scripture. That this portion of the scripture, it left for when the ministry of the Son of Man will come, this thing will be revealed once again. Now, when someone come in our time and claim these things, friend, it's very important that you should best your confidence in the word of the prophet. Because he makes serious claim that no man can make it. There's no man who can claim these things. And not only because he made this claim, but the heaven vindicated it. The heaven vindicated it. And the Lord Jesus Christ was taking a photo. And this man, I'm not ashamed to quote of him. Because there's no difference between the prophet and the Paul. If I quote the Paul, I will feel so confident to quote the prophet. Because that the same God that is doing the work. That the same God, the God never stopped today. The Bible was stopped today with the name of the people. But God never stopped today dealing with his people. Why should I be ashamed of something that I know that is absolute the truth? And the prophet say now, when it come time that he thought that because of the new Bible that he was given. And they say he was looking at the scripture. But he could not find the scripture. But he said, look, the same sin happened. It was the priest that gave the Lord Jesus Christ the scroll to read the scripture. And the same Catholic priest gave the Bible to the prophet. He said, this is the scripture that you are looking at. And the prophet come and read the scripture. And some it was outstanding things that was happening. That the Lord Jesus Christ was fulfilling the scripture that will pertain to our time. That's why when the pastor says, we should focus our effort in the things that is our time. Not the things that is not for our time. That's why the things that we need in this time, that the things that we need to focus there. We can't focus things of the time of Luther. As we go, you will see it. We don't need to focus there. Because it's not our time. Our time is the seventh messenger. That the message that come there, that we need to focus on it. Because the things that was good in time of Luther, it was good there. It will not help in this time. It will not help at all. Now, when God is moving to another level, is leading his church to another level, the church must accept it to be led. Now, we see that the great problem with this young man, he wants to stop with the commandment. He thought that the Lord Jesus Christ will come and tell him, the commandments are fine now. Keep observing them. You will go to heaven. But it's not that way. So keep observing them. You will have the eternal life. No. The greater than the commandment was there. He has to move a little bit far. You see that there's some of the things now. That aspiration is greater than the scripture. Because the scripture says about the commandment. But here a man come that you can observe the commandment, but you can still go to hell. Because more than the commandments come. And I will show you certain things that it's so important that to study the message and have you position in the message of the hour. And to know who do you believe. When you believe the prophet, you must put a full trust on it. Because the prophet is the mouth of God. And the things he spoke, it was vindicated. Now the scripture must be fulfilled. All the scripture must be fulfilled. Now he came here and showed him the scripture that the commandments are good. But friend, you must move. Because God is not stopping with the commandment. You have to go a little bit further. It's good that you have the commandment. But I tell you that something must happen. Now that I want to show you something. That there's things that in the Bible, if you read even the book of Judge, it was says that it's not allowed for a Jew to marry outside of Israel. But we find now that in Judge, Samson went to take a woman from the Philistine. And his parents didn't know. And they tell now Samson, you can't do such a thing. But the scripture says the parents didn't know that it was the way of the Lord that he can provoke them. But in the scripture, there was no Hebrew that he was allowed to do such a thing. But you see that there's certain things when God is dropped down the inspiration, you have to do it. Now, listen closely. We see with Moses. Moses, the law said the same thing. And Moses was telling the people that you can't marry outside of Hebrew children, outside of Israel. But we saw Moses now. He went to marry outside there. And when they wanted to discuss about it, God smited them. That you can't say these things. Why Moses went? Because it was a type showing that the Lord Jesus Christ will have a gentle bride. Moses being the type of the Lord Jesus Christ. The same things now that happened. That when Moses did it, now the aspiration now was greater than the scripture at that time. Because the scripture says that you should not do it. But the inspiration come because of the ministry of Moses. Because of he was the type of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he went to marry outside of Israel. Now to show you that there's things now. When the prophet revealed them. You can't tell him that to go trust it in the Bible. No. When he says about the thunders, where will you find them? It wasn't right. But we know that the prophet come and reveal them. And that is the truth. Can you tell me that you have to trust everything that the prophet says? And you find, where will you find it? You can't find it. Because it's God's mind unveiled through his prophet. And show us exactly what the thunders are. Now, there's certain things that you can't try, like say that if the things is not in the Bible, you can't believe it. No, Paul says that we believe the Bible and we believe everything that was said by the prophet. We believe the Bible and we believe everything that Brother Branham tells us. That are the scriptures. Paul said the way they call it heresy, that the way do I worship the Lord my God. And everything was said by the prophets. Now see that they come with the inspiration. They come with something that if man will open the Bible with human understanding, with man intelligence, will not never understand and saw them there. But because the prophet, God unveiled his mind to the prophet and show him how the things has to happen. That's why we saw a great portion. That God was leading the church to some way. God was bringing the church to a last time, a last age where everything must be fulfilled. And the prophet say himself, I will show you in the spoken word, the countdown. The prophet him says, he says 7 is the last one. There's no age after 7. And there's no one. If you go beyond the 7, it's eternity. That's what God, what the prophet say. It's 8 become eternity. Now there's nothing beyond that one. Now we see that God was leading his people to a greater portion. Now the young rich ruler come before the ministry of the Son of Man. Like many people stand in this time, in the ministry of the Son of Man in our time. God manifested, and vindicated himself, all the scriptures. And God was taking a photo. And all these things that happened in the ministry of the prophet, all those great things, wonders, that the spoken word, that the school can come to existence, all these things, God showing a great portion to the church of God, to the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. And these things are so important, friend, that we must understand and we must be led by God, not by man. We must be led by God himself. And we can't see Jesus, physically speaking, but we see Jesus in the form of the spoken word, in the form of the message of the hour. And the message of the hour must lead you and must lead me. Not man theology, not man mad religion. And the prophet say in the spoken word, the shame. He said, when someone is ashamed of something, maybe he didn't know the things properly. Or maybe the person never have confidence in the things that he believed. But if you know what you are talking about, and the prophet say, I like it to speak the things that I know. Because these things, you know them, that these things, absolutely, is nothing but the truth. Everything the prophet foretold is nothing but the truth. And when the scripture says something, and we look at the message of the hour, you say, amen, that scripture, it's for me. I want God to lead me in a great portion. But the big problem that the young rich ruler, he missed the eternal life because he didn't take the thing seriously. He thought that he just come to make a friendship with Jesus. Just to come kneel down and say, good master, the eternal life will come. But he says now, go, sell everything that you have and come, take the cross and follow me. Come now, pay a price. Because a cross, when the Lord Jesus Christ take the cross, he pay a price. That you and I could have the life. You see, the eternal life, we given free. But this is something that the Lord will not let you live anyhow and claim to have eternal life. The man was well brought up. Why he could not stop there? But there was a great portion that the Lord want to lead him. The Lord want to show him, to teach him something special than what he been taught. He was led maybe the first step of his life. The prophet say maybe the old mother, the grandmother will take you by hand and will lead you and to show you how to make a first step. It's someone has to lead you and will lead you and it will not stop there. And they will bring you to school where the teacher will take control of your life. But he will not stop there. And from there, the father now will take you inside. Maybe the father is a good businessman. Like the young rich ruler father was a businessman. And they will show him how to be a successful, good businessman. And show him all these things. Once he learned them now, maybe they will send him to a church where Brother Andrew has to take control of him. They say, young guy, the things you learn so forth in your religion, this is not the way things work. This is the way things work now. But the ability to be able to be led, it's something that must be given by God. That the nature of a sheep, it must be given by God. Because imagine these people, where they get it today, with this condition of prosperity gospel preaching, just about money, just stealing from the people, and they have nothing to give back. They become like children of Eli. They have nothing to give back, just taking from the people. And they have nothing to give to the people. Why they come to that condition? Why they was themselves present in the ministry of the Son of Man? When the Son of Man was revealed, they were there. They could see these things happening. But they were so busy of their business gospel things. Inside of taking the word of God, inside of taking the spoken word, the only word that can change the life of someone. They were so much caught up in the way of religion. They want to stay Lutherans. They want to stay Wesleyan. They want to stay with the experience of Pentecostal. But the things are moving. God is not stopping there. God is moving things far. God is bringing things to a level where the people will be able to be raptured. Because there will be no rapture in time of Paul. No, sir. There will be no rapture in time of Luther. The rapture come at the seventh church age. At the seventh one. That where the rapture will take place. Not before that. That's why you see that the scripture God is moving for. That God has to reveal a great portion. As Daniel 12 says that. The knowledge will increase. And all these things, Paul never revealed them. Because it wasn't yet in time of Paul. The scripture says, and Daniel says, those things will be revealed at the last age. At the end of the world. Now we are at the time that these things must be revealed. You see that God was leading things somewhere. They have their portion, the early church, with their messenger Paul. And we see Luther and all them, Wesley. They have their portion. They play in the party that the Lord was making his bride. But it didn't stop there. There was a great portion of the scripture that needed to be revealed. It needed, the prophet says. The prophet says somewhere, I like that quote very much. And the prophet says that it takes Malachi 4 to bring the rapture. Amen. He said it must be the Malachi 4. Amen. Now it's so important that ministry of Malachi 4. Because without the ministry of Malachi 4. Because we see that Isaiah 61 is telling us that the day of vengeance, it can't come without Malachi 4. You see that Paul has his portion to play. And all them, Luther, Wesley, Irenaeus, Columba, they have their part to play, but it wasn't yet time to bring the rapture. You will see as the things of light, the prophets show and bring the things to a very good way. The prophets say, God move things the same way. As something happened in the science, something happened in the spiritual realm too. The prophets say, when something happened in the natural, in the spiritual realm, something happened too. When the science got to a certain level, God also moved his people to a certain level. And the prophet preached this very good message, a countdown. And the countdown, the prophet said, you know what the countdown is? The prophet said the countdown is the word of God. That the countdown. He said the countdown is the prophecy. The countdown is the promise. Now you will see now. And he said now, all these things there, it was good. Now, God moved the same way that the science moved. And the prophet said, the first thing that we saw happen, it was a horse buggy. He said, in that time, it was great things. Those horse buggy, it's a great thing in the science. Those horse power and everything that happened, the prophet said, it was very good. And in a spiritual way, the prophet said, God sent Luther with justification. That the people must be justified. And that they should live by faith. That is justification. That was a great portion. But God didn't stop there. God wants to bring the church to a place where they can be able to be raptured. Now, if the things that happened there, God stopped today, nothing will not happen. And the prophet said the next time now that happens, that the science now, they created an automobile. If they created now cars that you and I are driving now. And the prophet said now that Wesley with sanctification now. He said those great engine power that they continuing all the time, making them better and better, increasing the power of the things. It was Luther. People were sanctified now by message of Luther. He came with a message of sanctification. The people come to a level now that the things were far better than what was in the time of Luther. Now Wesley come with a special things. Now Luther, it was just shall live by faith. Justification is okay. But now Wesley come with a great portion, as the science also come with the automobile. That the great power that you don't need a horse buggy anymore. That you can drive in 70 miles now. The prophet said it was a great speed. But now our time, you can go even 240. 240, some of them, maybe the BMW, they can go even 320. Now they're crazy now to a certain level that God also has to do something. And the prophet said they went there. But the people now, if they stop it with Luther, what could happen? They could not see the sanctification. If they stopped there, the glory of God is not anymore there. It's an Ichabod that they have now to go forward. He said, the next time what happened? It's Pentecostal. It's what happened now? Now the science, they come to the invention of the airplane. That something can fly. Something can go over the air. That they can fly more. They can go a speed that the car can't go. I said, at the same time now, the Holy Ghost fell on the people. And something special happened now. And the prophet said, God didn't stop there because it wasn't the finishing of everything. God has to get a level where he must bring a people to the rapture of faith. To the faith where the people can be raptured. And that one come only with the seventh messenger. It doesn't come with Paul. It doesn't come with Luther. It doesn't come with Wesley. It come with the seventh messenger that will bring that faith. And the prophet say now, the science now, they moved from the airplane now. They come to the astronaut age where something has to be far. That something has to go fly higher than where the airplane will never get there. He said, the prophet said that is the eagle age now. Now that the age that you and I are living, that the eagle age that we be able to fly higher and to see things that even Adam were not able to see them. To see these things that Adam were not able to understand them, but you and I, we could understand them. That there's no people were able to understand them. It takes now the fourth beast, that the eagle, and we know according to Revelation chapter 6, when the seal was revealed, you know, there was a lion, ox, man, and the eagle. And all these things, the prophet said, it work perfectly the same. If you follow them in Genesis 49, you find them. That the same thing that happened in the 12th tribe of Israel. All them, they have an emblem. They have something, representation. And it was through those sign of the beast. The lion, which is the word of God. And all these things, and they move to the ox. And all these things, man, and the eagle. And we find that the same thing when we get to the book of Judges chapter 13. And we find that the eagle, it was the emblem of Danite. That where Samson come from. That where you and I, because the prophet say, Samson, in a greater way, in an outstanding portion, is the representing the church. And we see the way Samson was born. And the mom, the angel come to the mom and tell that this young man should not smoke, should not drink a heavy alcohol, nothing that should defy his body. And we see the same thing that in our time, the prophet even was about to smoke and the wind come and blow it, that you should not Because at that night, it's the emblem of the eagle. That for their tribe, in the book of Genesis 49, you find it there. That's all they represented. That the things has to be more fire, higher than it's never been before. What for? Is to bring a people to a time that can be able to be raptured. Without that, the eagle anointing, there'll be no rapture. There'll be no rapture. You will not overcome the condition of this age with the ox anointing. No. In this age, it needs the eagle anointing. That he can fly higher. It needs the watchman on the tower. That he can see the things in 1961 and preach them. Like these things perfectly happening in 1961. But he preaching things that will happen in 2012. And he brought the things back and showed them in a perfect way. Like the things happening now. And when he will prophesy the things, that is an eagle that will fly higher and see those seven visions that have been fulfilled. And the prophet will come with them and tell about Hitler and all these things 7 years before these things could happen. And it happened perfectly like that. And that man, friend, we ought to put trust in such a man. Because the man, everything he spoke, it was vindicated. Everything that he spoke, there's nothing fell. The prophet say, did I tell you something that fell? The people say, no. He say, if I tell you now, believe these things. And the same thing, you and I, we watch the message of the hour. We see things that are happening. The modern era made clear by the prophecy. All these things that are happening, it show a sign that this shepherd that God sent to this age, the sheep must follow him. This shepherd that God sent, the sheep must follow him. But we see that to follow a shepherd, you must be a sheep. If you are a goat, you will try to follow it, but you will not follow at all. But if you are a sheep, you'll be able to follow the shepherd. Because you know that these things, that the claim he that was made, is not just an ordinary man making this claim. It was a God speaking through a man. It was the ministry of the Son of Man. Because God, no way where a man was able to descend, where a man could turn back the back to the congregation and they tell exactly what's happening in the heart of the people. No, we never seen it before. We only see it in the ministry of the Son of Man. We only see it in the Bible when Abraham, God come to visit him and God turned his back to where Sarah was. And telling exactly that Sarah was laughing. And these things, we see them now. And Christ himself, he promised that these things that happen in the time of Noah, the things that happen in the time of Lot, it must happen in our time. And in the time of Lot, we know that Elohim come in the human flesh and visited Abraham. Why for? To give them the power of the transformation of the body. To give them a body change that can be able to bear Isaac. It's the same thing the prophet say. To bring a body change that we can go to the rapture. That's why the ministry of the Son of Man for. That's why the ministry of the Son of Man for. And you see that these great things, this claim that he made, nobody could make this claim. You must have God and you must know what you are talking about. And must make sure that you follow a such kind of a shepherd. Because he's the shepherd of the age. And the great shepherd is the Lord Jesus Christ. But the shepherd of this age is the prophet. And there is no rapture, the prophet says, without the message of the hour. How will you make it? There's no rapture. No matter how sincere you are, if you do not believe in the message of the hour, you do not believe fully in what the prophet says, the rapture is not for you. I'm telling you the truth. The rapture is not for you. No matter who will have a chance to listen for that, maybe over the internet, the quote is there. The prophet says, without the message of the hour, there's no rapture. You will not make it. You must believe the message of the hour. You see that the anointing now of Malachi 4, and that is the anointing of the eagle. That is so important. That's why the scripture that is pertaining to our time. That when the pastor says there's a certain portion of the scripture that is the good, the rhema. But there's a logo, the scripture that is for our time. The scripture that is belonging to us. That's where we need to focus our attention on it. It's the scripture that is for us. We don't want to focus to the scripture of time of Luther, justification. There, it's different. In time now, you can't drive with those horse buggy. No. The people has moved. They have cars now, the automobile now, that the people are driving. You have to move. You can't just be all that fashion that way. No. Things has moved now. And you can't come with the message of Wesley now, of sanctification, and say that you will make to the rapture. No, you don't make with that. That's sanctification. The prophets show us. Just it's a process that God cleansing someone, but is not yet in use for the service of God. And God has to put you to the service. Now God has must move now to come and dwell inside of you and dwell inside of me. And the visitation that we see, what happened in 1963, there it's something special to the bride. That's where we need to focus our attention to it. Because that one, it gives you power to the body change. It gives you power to change from in a twinkling of an eye. And that's are the things that is so important for us. When we read Revelation 10:7, and we see that this scripture is for us. That scripture belongs to us. This is the scripture that we need to be led by. Because you can be led by a wrong scripture. The people in time of Jesus, they want to come with the message of Moses. They say, and Moses tell us this. Moses tell us this. Until when Jesus has to tell them that, if you knew Moses, you should know me. It means that you didn't properly knew Moses. If you really knew Moses, you really knew me. If you knew Abraham, you could really know who am I. Because it will worth a lot for you to sacrifice everything now and to follow me. Because just claiming Abraham, Abraham. But God didn't stop with Abraham. God has made the great promise now that God must become a man. God must come now in the human flesh and make the redemption. How are you going to receive the redemption? Abraham needed redemption like you. But you want to stop there. How are you going to make it? You want to stop with the Luther message. How will you make it to the rapture? You'll not be able to make it today. The Bible, everybody, as the prophet said, he said maybe 900 interpretation of the Bible. Who will know that is the truth? God must vindicate it. And the scripture tells us God can't do anything without revealing his secret to his servant, the prophet. Now, in our time, not just a messenger, it's a messenger prophet. It's something greater that happened and something more special that happened than in the time of Paul. And as the pastor says, now he said that the Paul tell his people in Hebrews 6 that I want to teach you about Melchizedek. But I can't teach you this thing now because these things are not for this time. It's a great portion of the end time. If for end time people that will have receive these things, you are baby for you to know these things. But the scripture says the great men of old, they desire to see these things that you and I are seeing. These things, this revelation of the seven seal, of the thunders, these things, the people wanted to know them, but it wasn't given for them. It was given for you and I. And we thank God for sending us a prophet. That it come with a vindicated message. Not a message of money, a message of a pure word, a message where everything moved. And the same thing that happened to the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, it happened the same thing in the ministry of the prophet, which is the ministry of the Son of Man. It happened the same thing. The prophet said it was a third pool, and the things were the same thing. Jesus descending the thought of the heart and multiplying the fish, healing the sick, everything was right now. Now, when it comes to a time that he must lead them now to a greater portion of the scripture, it's only the sheep that can be led. It's only the genuine believer that can believe these things. It's only the genuine one. Because when he starts opening John 6 now and leading them far, tell them that you must drink my blood. You must eat my body. That was a great portion for them. It wasn't something for them to be able to fit with it. Because the nature that was inside of them, it wasn't the nature of God. But the disciple, when the other departed, you see, that we must learn a great lesson, even in the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some people that followed the Lord Jesus Christ for a while, they departed, they went back. They never follow him anymore. But there's a group of the people, the 11 one, they say, Master, where shall we go? You alone has the eternal life. You see now, that people may leave the message of the hour. They may not follow it anymore. But you and I, where shall we go? It's only the Lord Jesus Christ, the word of the hour, that has the eternal life. We have no place in denomination church. We have no place there in the Catholic church, Baptist church. Our place is not there. We are following a great portion of the revelation of the Son of Man that the Lord Jesus Christ has sent to us. But to be able to follow it, to be able to be led, God must put the ability inside of you. How do we find how good this young man was? The young rich ruler. He has good things, very smart, everything was working well. But to be able to be led, that was a great portion. That many people, it would be difficult for the message to shape them. It's difficult for the message to lead them. But as we entering this year, let it be our portion that the Lord Jesus Christ should be the ruler of our life. That he should lead us. He should lead us where he wants us to be. Not just ourselves leading ourselves. It's not the point. The message of the hour, the word of the hour must lead you and I. And it should be the one who lead your decision, who lead you inside of your house, who lead you who you have to be married with it, and what you have to do, and everything you have to do. It is supposed to be the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Lord Jesus Christ struggled. He felt this young man. Why? Because the young man wasn't able to put aside his own idea. He wasn't able to put aside his riches. He wanted popularity than the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't have both of them at the same time. He wanted to have eternal life and keep his popularity. He wanted to have eternal light and keep his evil deed. You know, you can't have both at the same time. He must lose one. Because the Lord Jesus tell him clearly that you must lose your riches and come and follow me. But it was too much for him. He so much loved his riches that he didn't want to lose it. And something could be for you. It could not be riches for you. It could be some nature inside of you that is so difficult for you to give up that nature and to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. It will be it's so important that this year you could accept to surrender everything. The mess you make in your side of your life because you will never want Christ to lead you. If Christ could lead you, you could not find yourself in a mess. No, he will not lead you to a mess. He will not lead you to a disaster, no. The one who will lead you to the disaster is the devil. He will present the things like everything is okay, everything good at that time. But he will lead you to a place where you will never think that you could be there. It never been. If the Lord Jesus Christ lead you, we find that Lazarus, the Lord Jesus Christ lead Lazarus. Where Lazarus we find him? In paradise, in sixth dimension, that where Lazarus is. But we find that the young rich ruler, when the devil lead him, when his riches lead him, a snare to his riches, what happened? We find him in hell. He's in hell. Why? Because he didn't want to be led by a right person. And you and I tonight, each of us here, children, big men, moms, daddies, we are following someone. We are following someone. But we must make sure that we follow the right person. And the right person to follow is the Lord Jesus Christ. Is the message of the hour. Because if you are not following the Lord Jesus Christ, maybe you are following someone else. But the Lord now is pleading with you that you should follow the Lord and that you will have eternal life. Because he said, go sell everything. No matter, do not care about your riches. Because your riches will finish one day. But we find that it finished finally. There was no riches anymore. In hell, he didn't have nothing. He was crying there. That if they could send Moses, if they could send someone, If they could send Abraham to testify his famine, that these riches that you are looking for, this popularity, this beauty will find one day. It wants a lot to give everything to God, and God will lead you. Then you will have the eternal life. You can't have the eternal life when you are leading yourself. You must obey. Look, the scripture says, the obedience is better than the sacrifice. He made a sacrifice that he ran. That's the sacrifice he made. And he knelt down. That's the sacrifice he made. But when it comes now to obey the voice of the Son of Man, to obey the voice of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, God made flesh, that was the problem. He was able to go to a church, but now to obey the right voice that he can have eternal life, he wasn't able to do it. That is good to make sacrifice, to come to church. That is very good. The way he came at the right place that many of us tonight standing right in the presence of Jesus Christ, the message of the hour, and we have him even in our house, and that thing's inside of us, and we see that something can happen the same like the young rich ruler, because he was in the presence of the eternal life, but he didn't get it. Someone can be right in the presence of the eternal life and not have it. We see it. The scripture tells us he was there, but he didn't have it. He went to hell. If you have eternal life, you can't go to hell. Let it be our prayer that when we pray tonight, that the Lord help us to follow the right person. Let help us to follow the message of the hour. That the message should lead us, should lead our house, should lead our decision, should lead our future, our little intelligence, our little smart should not get in the way of the Lord Jesus Christ. That we should put it away. That we should be able to be humble enough. Because a sheep is someone that is humble. He doesn't know nothing. If it comes to the things of eternal life, it must be the Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't claim that to me, oh, I have a master, I have this degree, what, I know what am I doing in life. No, the sheep doesn't claim these things. The sheep will see what the word of God said, and will follow the word of God. Because we see people with knowledge of this earth, from the tree of knowledge, but they are mess. They commit suicide. They have a disaster inside of their life. Why? Because they didn't follow the right person. If you follow the Lord Jesus Christ, you will not end in that condition. Let us all stand, sing a song. Then make our prayer that we must be sheep and we must be able to follow the right one. And the right one to follow is not me. It's the Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd, the shepherd of our shepherd, is the Lord Jesus Christ to follow.
God sent his son, they call him Jesus. Came to love, he ran for me. Oh, he bled and died. Oh, to buy my pardon. Can it be? To prove my Savior, oh, he lives because he lives. I can face tomorrow, I can face tomorrow because he lives, oh, because he lives. Oh, fear. A life is with the living. because he lives and lives on. And then one day I'll fight life's final war with my Lord and in his day. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the light of glory for I know. Just as he promised he would, as he would send to prepare a bride, to prepare a bride for this end time message. And Christ in me is there to prove. I know his word still lives because he lives. Oh, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. I can face tomorrow because he lives. Oh, because he lives, for fear. Cool.